Hello, 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 hello. This is What Is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn, and this is your favorite loving, lovable Sasha Sugar. Hey, how are you all doing? I've just heard a huge, we are doing great, in my mind. Anyhow, I hope you guys having an amazing Sunday, despite all crazy events that have been happening here in US and across the world. We all together, we all strong, and let's keep going, let's keep fighting for our liberty, freedom, and human dignity. Today's show is very, very special. Today is my amazing, very good friend's birthday. She's turning, I want to say 16, but she's a bit older than that. She is turning 30 today. Elena Prokofieva! Whoop, 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 whoop! And I've decided to devote this episode to her because she's my good friend. We've been together almost 10 years. Yes, Elena, we gotta go to Cape Cod this year to celebrate our 10th anniversary. So plan a trip. And so yeah, I want to devote this show to her and to the friends that we all have and we love, because our friends mean so much to us and they're the ones who inspire us and keep us going. So yeah, you guys, I hope you're listening to the show, and if you have something nice, or not very nice, but I hope something nice to say to Elena, please dial in 718-928-9732. If you're dialing in from abroad, you have to put plus one before the number. So it would be plus 1-718-928-9732. And to join me for this occasion, my other beautiful friend came on board, Daka, Daniela, Jelena, however you want to be called today. Hey, babe, you're on air. Say hi.
Hello. I cannot believe that all my four aliases just got brought up. Daniela, Datsa, Yelena. I mean, what else we got going on?
Hey, Daka, I think we had a first call. Hello, this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love, and today we are celebrating Elena's birthday. Who is that? Guys, I can barely hear you. Who is that?
Hi, Sasha. It's Kat, Vlad, Nick, and Tara, and Stella.
Woo! Wow! Hi, Kat! Thanks for calling!
Part of Stravinsky crew. Hi, Vlad! Stravinsky going hard. We miss you guys. We need to go ride when she gets back.
You sound like you're calling from Russia. Are you in Russia right now? Are you with Elena drinking vodka? Are you in the matter? What's happening? Can you speak up a little bit?
As we just getting live message from Elena, that how we're all the best. So just to relate it to you guys too, we rock naturally.
Yeah. So well, guys, what do you want to say to Elena?
I just want to wish happy birthday to Elena.
We want to say that we love her very much, and we miss her so much. We really do.
How much? Show it to me. Describe it. How much do you miss Elena?
Alright, well,
hopefully big as a Trump's hands, I hope. I think they're hanging on us. Well, going back to our back and track. Well, thanks so much, guys. I think it was Vlad, Katerina, Nick. These are our Russian / Brazilian / American friends. Yeah, you guys,
we're keeping it international on the show. Exactly. As always,
please remember this country is based on immigrants and on diversity, so next time you go vote, think about it. Anyhow, going back to Elena, and I know Daka through Elena, by the way. When did we meet? Well, I met with Elena in 2007, so in summer of 2007, so this year it will be the 10th anniversary they mentioned, and I feel like I have to tell a bit of truth about her. So, Elena, you ready for this? So, back in 2007, Elena and I, we were working in a gay guest house on Cape Cod in Provincetown. This was one of our first jobs when we were students and came with this program Work and Travel to the U.S. And basically what we had to do was to clean up beds of rich people who came to spend some vacation on Cape Cod. It doesn't sound as bad as it wasn't as bad as it sounds, by the way. Sometimes you would receive some extra bonuses like a bottle of champagne in the fridge or some dark chocolate. I particularly remember how it was 4th of July. Okay, somebody's calling us. One moment. Un momento. Hello, hello. This is Sasha Sugar with a birthday surprise for our Princess Elena. Who is that?
This is Alexi. We had fun, right?
Oh, boy.
Alexi. Okay. Hello, Alexi. How are you doing?
How are things? Oh, beautiful. Wanted to get in touch and to congratulate our beautiful birthday girl.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. I'll say thank you on her behalf. I'm also blushing on her behalf. So, Alexi, what specifically you wish for our beautiful princess, who is now in Samara?
I texted her this morning saying that, you know, that her health must be very strong. Her shots, the beautiful photography that she makes is always mm-hmm. vibrant, parties are awesome, and companies are always interesting to talk to. And I stand by every word I said, and just want to wish her to come back to us soon so we can have more fun and parties, right?
I mean, oh my God, this is such a great wish, man. You really rounded it up really well.
Especially with the standby track playing on the backing track. So this was perfect, Alexi. You just nailed it. Yeah, so Elena, okay. You've heard it right. So we're all waiting for you here. Come back from Samara. And we'll celebrate your birthday here. In New York, Brooklyn, or wherever you wish, our dear princess. Thanks, Alexi, for calling us. Do you have any requests for the songs for Elena, or anything else you'd like to say while you have this time on air?
Song. That's a good idea, by the way, because we sang a lot of stuff in karaoke. Let's do something by Gwen Stefani. Like maybe I remember we sang something like that. Maybe. Don't Speak. I know it's a sad song, but fuck it. It was fun.
Fuck it.
That, right? Wait. So you went out to karaoke with Elena and she sang Don't Speak?
Yeah. That did happen.
Where were we? We need pictures of this.
I wonder how much alcohol Elena had.
Go up and sing?
Before she picked that song at karaoke. Come on, give us some truth.
And also, for everybody else that's calling in, besides a happy birthday wish, we should have one of those good, juicy stories also, just to laugh a little, okay? So bring it.
Well, but please bear in mind that Elena's parents might be listening too, so juicy, not too juicy, but not too juicy. All right, thanks, Alexi. I'll try to find a song and I'll play it during the show. Thanks so much for calling.
Don't Speak.
And I'll hope I'll see you. Yeah, Don't Speak, do. Act. Don't Speak, act.
Don't Speak. My pleasure.
All right, have a good Sunday.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, bye.
Oh, how sweet. Alexi, he's actually a very cool guy. He, when I had birthday, to which I invited you, Daniel, and you didn't show up. By the way, guys, we've talked about it all. So there was no need to talk about it on air. We talked about it outside of the air time.
Took care of it.
Took care of it. So Alexi showed up and to my party instead of you, kind of. And he was quite a fun guy to hang out with.
So he was a good replacement addition.
Very good replacement.
Okay, fair enough.
So my brother was taken care of as well. Anyways, so guys from all over the world, call us +1 718 928 9732 to wish a happy birthday to our beautiful friend Elena, who is now in Samara. I believe it's almost midnight in Samara. It's about 9 hours difference.
We're still celebrating
but
her.
But she's not. She's drinking coffee, you know. She's drinking Red Bull. She's trying to stay up just to hear your voices. Or if you have a nice song for her, you can order that as well. I actually have a song for Elena. Let me find it. Well, honey, I really love you, and I'm going to call you and talk to you in Russian properly and express my love to you after the show. But for now, here's a song from me to you. You're my best friend. Hello. Yes, Lena, you are the best one. And this is Sasha Sugar with Daka. We are back on air with What is Love. And today we are celebrating the 30th birthday of our beautiful friend Elena, who is now in Samara drinking vodka. I hope so. Because I'm sorry, hon, I can't even raise a glass for your health today because I'm still on the cleanse. It's day 29 since I've not been drinking. I'm feeling great, but I kind of want to have a shot of vodka for you. So have one for you for me, if that makes sense. This is Radio for Brooklyn, and you guys call on +1 718 928 9732 if you want to wish a happy birthday to our amazing friend. Now, going back to the story that I was telling before, this was our first year when we met with Elena. We were on Cape Cod in Provincetown, and this was the 4th of July. So everyone was preparing for the parade, and by everyone, I mean people who come to Provincetown to relax and to have a fabulous time, not the poor students from Eastern Europe who come there to make some cash. So Elena and I, we were cleaning the room of these two lesbian women, and they had a porch. So the women were out, I think, on the beach, and their room had a porch facing the main street where the parade was taking place. So Elena and I, we were feeling so miserable that we had to work that day and to miss out on our first 4th of July in America. So what we did, we locked ourselves in the room. Well, we cleaned it first, then we locked us inside, and there was a bottle of champagne in the fridge. So we took it, and we just went to on the porch, and we put some blankets. Because the porch had the, you know, it was wooden, and it had, yeah, how to call those?
Fences?
I guess. Yeah. I mean, you could kind of see through the, through the fences, so we put the blanket above to hide us, and we just kind of raised our legs, put them above the blanket, and we were just drinking champagne and watching the parade and celebrating.
Who started this, I wonder? Who was the instigator?
Trust me, it was a mutual decision. Don't look at me like I'm a bad girl and Elena is assigned. No. It was a mutual decision.
No, well, wait. We all have roles here, okay? And Elena's role is a goody-shoe-too. Goody-two-shoe, whatever you want to call it. She's the good one out of the bunch. Or at least that's what that's her role.
Yeah, even on the photo for the Silvana that I created, I think, Danielle and I decided that Elena kind of looks like the middle girl because she's this, you know, intelligently looking, skinny woman. And I'm the fat girl. I don't know why, because I guess I have breast.
The bazoongas are here.
And Danielle is kind of the older one.
Old lady who can't hear very well anymore. You gotta own it, guys. You gotta own it. And that is not a problem anymore, you know? Whatever it is, own it.
So Elena's usually playing the role of the good girl in the crew.
Oh, okay. So we have another call. Hello, this is Sasha Sugar. You on air. Who is that?
Oh, it's Kate.
Oh, hello,
hi, Kate.
I'm a little lion.
You're high? I'm sorry, what?
I said, me and little Ryan wanted to sing a song to Elena.
Oh, please!
Oh my gosh! I thought you said I'm a little high, but you're with Ryan.
Ryan!
Okay, guys, you're go!
Okay. Happy birthday.
Please.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear.
Elena.
Dagnet!
Oh my god, he can speak Russian as well. This is going to be her most favorite
Hold on,
wish.
I thought your husband was from India, not from Russia. What is going on there?
Okay, he's trying to escape. I just promised him a big piece of cake, so that's the reason she's calling to tell you the truth.
Wow, you bribed him well, Kate. So awesome you guys called.
Yeah, so I want to wish Elena a very, very successful career as a photographer. I know she wants it really bad, so I hope she gets famous soon and gives us like free photo shoots once in a while.
Exactly. We all want that.
I know, it's a great wish for all of us.
Get in line, girl.
Fame and fortune.
So we can be like on the cover of Vogue or something like that.
I'll settle for a tabloid.
You know,
I don't care.
Think, why don't you even create a special magazine, a special edition, Princess Elena, and on the cover of that will be all of us. Yeah, all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Photoshop, looking good and fabulous.
Like Elena's already going now, guys. That's a dub.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, I know she might be a little cold in some order, but I hope she has a lot of vodka to keep you warm.
We need to make sure we all get together when she gets back. So,
Kate, how do you know Elena? Could you maybe tell us a little bit? I know you guys grew up together, right?
Yeah, we grew up together. I know her since I was 6 years old, I guess. And she was 7, so...
Just a few years ago, Matt, huh? That's just a few years back.
Yeah, just like maybe how many years? Like 25?
Wow.
Yeah.
Has she changed? I wonder. Is she the same?
Oh, she was always like very cheerful and, you know, fun little girl. She always liked to take pictures and then.
Oh really? I didn't know that.
She was taking like photography classes back in our school when she was.
I'm sorry, guys. I thought you were from Russia, not from some advanced country like France. What kind of photography school you had 20 years ago?
Fun fact.
It was like almost like USSR time, so that was fun.
This was a good fun fact to bring up about her, actually.
Yes, we had a lot of like silly school stories, but maybe they're too juicy to share, so.
Too juicy to share.
Well, you can always follow.
We had a crazy school. So.
We can always follow. You can always follow up with the juicy story on Instagram or Facebook, where Elena's parents are not present. So, and then we can gossip about it once she's back from Samara. Kate, thanks so much for calling, and I know you're expecting a little girl, so I want to wish you to have a not a very difficult pregnancy, and
congratulations.
I'm excited to see her.
I hope Elena's going to be here for baby shower.
Well, we'll see. We all want to see Elena back here in New York. Thanks so much for calling, and have a great Sunday.
You too, thank you.
Kiss Ryan.
Double kiss.
Yeah, he ran away somewhere. I have to find him. Bye.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Oh, that was so sweet. A little present from Kate. How about we play another song for our princess while we're waiting for other friends to call in. Well, you know what? Since we all know, it seems like we've known each other for such a long time. Almost, well, you know, we know each other about 5 years. Elena and I know each other for about 10 years. Kate knows her since, yeah, God forbid, since the dinosaur's time. So how about we play this awesome song? I found it last night. It's called Knowing Your Friends. So yeah, girls, Knowing Your Friends. Cheer up for your old friends and let's stick together.
No new friends, no new.
DJ Khaled.
Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas.
Yeah, Lennon, this is some, you know, Brooklyn jams for you. Brooklyn groove.
Don't forget your hood, love. Don't forget where you came from. Your adopted home is Brooklyn.
James Harden, money counter go brrr when you starting out the garden. Four car garage, pouring some Minaj, Birdman go brrr, cause he know the shit retarded. Fuck on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama, she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury, dawg. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me, dawg. Ever since you two niggas been calling me the leader of the new school, fuck with me, dawg, yeah.
No, no friends, no, no friends, no, no friends, no, no, no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new.
Let's ride, let's ride.
I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no new friends, no new friends, no new. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas.
Alright, alright, so know your friends, which means respect the friends who've always been there for you and continue having great experiences with them. So this is What Is Love Show on Radio Free Brooklyn, and today we are celebrating the 30th birthday of our princess from Samara, Elena, who is now in Samara. She's taking a vacation from New York life. And enjoying some snow and some vodka. If you'd like to make a wish for our birthday princess, call us at +1 if you're calling from the abroad, and then 718-928-9732, and you can wish her happy birthday or order a song or tell us some interesting juicy story. So Daniela, before anybody calls in, let's try to think of the fun time that the three of us had together. Actually, we met. How did we meet? We met. I remember. So Elena, she called me and she dragged me to Williamsburg. So back then I lived in Chelsea, and so for me it was like, okay, I'm not going to Brooklyn, right? Yeah, it's so funny. So she dragged me to Williamsburg to go watch the soccer game where Bosnia and Herzegovina were playing. So Daniela is from Bosnia and Herzegovina, right? So she's also like a normal human being. She likes soccer. So I guess that's when we met the first time.
It was my birthday. It was summertime. We're watching World Cup.
Yeah,
and
World Cup.
Mm-hmm. He enrolls in Sasha, larger than life, of course, as we've known each other, as if we've known each other for our whole lives, singing Rigoletto right off the door with Elena. We were sitting, hanging out, having a great time. I think we celebrated my birthday the next day as well with another soccer game somewhere. And the tradition sort of kept on. Yeah. Now I think every year we get together places, usually some like, you know, beer gardens. We love to go to Queens. Shout out to Queens. That's where we get together. But also another big, big love of ours is cycling. and these are my ride or dies.
Yeah.
And that's another passion we share. So we do go on awesome bike rides together. We've done a lot of cool events. We've even met abroad to go see Red Hook. And dreams may come true. So we might be riding Red Hook next year, guys.
Going back to cycling, it kind of brings back some painful memories to me. So Daniela is the, she's a pro. She is a pro.
I don't, whatever,
but you are the pro, a pro. And Elena is a kind of a pro, but she has an awesome bike. So, which is almost half, consider half, have job done when you have an awesome bike. So Sasha, which is me,
Sasha rides a tank.
I
a steel horse.
So I'm not a pro because I'm not a pro and my bike sucks. So that when the three of us get together, so these two, Alan and Daniela, they are just, they are so fast as the, they ride with the speed of the light. I'm not joking. And I, in my mind, I'm fast, and I speed as fast as I potentially can, and I never can catch up with them. And, you know, I'm all, I, basically how it goes, we go to over the bridge, so by the time I'm still on the hill, these two are already down the hill, like, ready to have a coffee somewhere, and I just show up 20 minutes later.
Sweaty as fuck! As we're just getting live message from Elena going, oh boy, Sasha and her bike. We got a personal tow service arranged just for Sasha past midnight, though.
Thanks. Right. So, thanks, Daniela. That wasn't in my plan.
Maybe
to bring
this
up
was
the
too
whole
juicy.
The whole biking situation here.
Too much sauce.
Too much sauce. Well, Vlad, who called us early, he also likes to get on our girls' crew.
Yeah, he's part of the Stravinsky crew.
Tell us more about the Stravinsky crew.
Well, because these Russians, just up until, like, you know, a few months ago, did not know for application Strava, which is the ultimate lifetime experience of riding, as soon as I keyed them in, as the competitive that they are, Russian style, you know, now we self-proclaimed Stravinsky crew wanted to just kill it on Strava. So for a while, I started to feel like that was the only reason we ride, just to turn on our Strava and compete with each other. So Vlad was a gung-ho competitor to join in, of course. So he is our adopted crew member.
Thanks, Daniela. Sorry, I got distracted. I got a song request for Elena. It's from Vlad and Katerina. So, Elena, are you ready for it? We have a... let me just try to find it on Spotify. Daniela, keep going. I need to find a song.
Elena and I also worked together for the last 6 years, which was one of our biggest chapters in life together, besides just being friends outside of work, but spending 8 hours a day, every day, for 6 years, brought us really, really close. She's definitely missed. We don't miss our old job. But we do definitely miss each other, so I'm really excited to see her back on this side of the world, starting spring. She couldn't have made this better, of course, to leave in the winter time when things are sort of sleepy, and to come back when everything is waking back up. So we're waiting for her with bells, guys, with bells. And again, this whole Cape Cod thing, she better pencil me in. I don't care with who, how, but we're gonna make this Cape Cod thing happen this year. So. Right. Really looking forward to that.
So, guys, while I'm searching for the song, I have like 15 million playlists on my Spotify. For every show, I create a playlist, and I just lost the playlist that I created for Elena. Just give me 1 second. How about I play this song for you, girl?
Otherwise, don't make me sing. That would be too much to ask. Rihanna, good girl going back. Take three, action. No clouds in my stones. Let it rain, I hide your plane in the bank. Coming down like a Dow Jones. When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather. And cheap vibes are better. You know me. In anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy
Day. Jay, Rain Man is back with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Hello. So we are back on air, and this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love, and we are today celebrating Elena's birthday. She is turning 30.
Big 30. Whoop!
Yeah, it's kind of sad actually, because I've just realized that I've celebrated all birthdays with Elena, in one way or another, physically together. So this is probably the first time that we are miles and miles and miles apart.
It was funny because now that you mentioned it, the last 6 years, we have spent each other's birthdays always some way together. Since we worked together, it didn't matter if she was off that day. She would come meet me with a giant bouquet of flowers because that was the agreement we would have. It would have to be flowers and lunch or dinner, depending on what part of day.
So it was an agreement.
It was an agreement.
Don't show up without the bouquet of flowers.
Don't show up with Tiffany's necklace this year, and then I have to match that. That was why the agreement came about.
I also know that you guys often went to the Russian ballet for the birthdays.
Why that became a tradition also, I don't know, because we were kind of emotional and we can be quiet in there and cry quietly and not really look at each other, you know, because she does not like to show her emotions. I'm more emotional and would often wear my heart in a sleeve like that. So she found that as an outlet of beauty to kind of pour her soul out. So we have spent last few years of treating ourselves with tickets to the ballet.
Speaking of ballet, just a few months ago, the Maxim, who is not calling for some reason, he's probably sitting in his apartment in Manhattan.
He's laughing at us.
Or blushing because I'm talking about him right now. So Max, Elena and I, we celebrated the Thanksgiving together, and we drank a little bit, I don't know, like a bit champagne, and then out of nowhere, Elena just starts screaming, I want to dance, and so, well, I mean, I'm like a good friend, sure, let's dance, so I'm going to support you, you know, I would support her in any decision, and so Elena and I, we just start doing crazy lift ups and just really
pirouettes. Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. Maxim has proof, actually. Maxim was just laying on the bed and recording us,
And it went on for about 2 hours, I think. So, and Elena was wearing this short white t-shirt, and I was wearing, something. I wasn't naked. And and I was just trying to hold her one leg, the other leg, the whole body.
I need to see some more of that. Let loose, Elena. I mean, this brings back so many memories, so many ex-boyfriends, so many ups and downs, one of them being Ilya. And Errol, rest in peace. And many, many party nights that we've had, and one of them being just a foursome and ending up at Green Room and dancing our pants off, literally, after probably like 30 shots each. Ending it somewhere, eating meat on the stick on the streets. So many beautiful memories and beautiful people that we've come across that we would still want to include in our lives had they wanted to be a part of. So Ilya, if you're listening, give a call, bro.
Yeah, it's 718, bro, 928, bro,
9732, bro.
Call us and say how much you miss Elena, because we all know you do, because she was just she's even a better catch. Oh my gosh, I have such a crush on Elena. I mean, come on, you guys.
She's our Bella. She is.
She's such a Bella. Not only she's incredibly beautiful, but she's also very kind, and she's very smart. She's quite open-minded.
Smart, one of those things. Talk about tons of useful or not so useful information that's in the head of that woman. I mean, she would probably know how to name last 15-year Nobel Prize winners for literature or math or science. You know, she will be able to tell you a lot of information about the black hole. I mean, is that Russian or is that just Elena?
I'll get back to you on this in a minute. Hi, I think we have a call. Hello, ooh. Hello, hello. This is Stasha Sugar with What Is Love Show. Who is that?
Hi, Sasha. This is Regina.
Regina! How are you doing, girl?
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm so glad you're calling from Florida, Regina. Congratulations.
Thank you. I wanted to say happy birthday to my dear friend, Elena. I wish she had a very super fantastic birthday. She celebrated probably last night. I hope she's celebrating it this time by American time, not just some other time in Russia today. I want to wish her upcoming year to be filled with lots of happiness, feeling of love, and I don't know, maybe to have very sweet and lovely memories of this year.
Beautiful wishes.
I wanted to say that you're an amazing friend and I love you, and wish you all the best, and may all your dreams come true.
We can hear the baby in the background, Regina.
Yes, she's laying down here with
Regina,
me.
Thank you so much. Regina, yeah, Regina's just recently had a baby, and I can't wait to see you guys. When are you coming back from Florida?
You should come right here to Florida.
Regina is also one of our old coworkers with Elena and I. And this just brings it all full circle. Here we are all grown up. One of them is a mom. One of them is in Russia. Here we all are here
in
Brooklyn.
Doing the radio show.
Thank you so much for calling, Regina. This really brings great memories back up. Thank you.
Thank you, Sasha. All right.
I'll call you later. You probably need to get some rest. Love you, Regina.
Bye, Regina.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was sweet.
There's a cool story with Regina, Elena, and I that went... Oops. Oh, another call.
Sorry, babe. No time for stories. Hello.
Hello.
Yes. This is Sasha.
Hello,
Sugar.
Yes. Is this Amel or what?
Yes.
Woo! The Yugos are in the house. Yay!
Okay, Amel, what do you want to say to Elena?
I want to wish her a wonderful birthday. A lot of love, happiness, everything what she wishes for.
And the world peace or something? What else?
And the world peace.
And the world peace.
Come on, be more specific, Amel. Come on, honey.
There's got to be one special wish.
There's something special about this girl.
Of course there is. I wish that she finds her true love.
Oh, wow. She would love that wish.
She probably is.
Oh, God. You and your true love.
I'll co-sign.
Well, the film's about love, right?
Well, right. I know, I'm just kidding. Don't we? It's so funny because the four of us, Emil, Danielle, and myself, and Lena, are still kind of trying, or at least not trying, but at least hoping to one day find the true love. Hey, maybe if we continue to wish the same thing for, you know, year and year and year to each other, who knows, you know? Power of the universe, the power of the thought, power of the energy. Who knows?
Power of the manifestation. Can someone actually buy me this wish, please? We have another call.
I think, yeah, well, hopefully Elena will come back from, you know, from Samara with three nice
love
guys in the suitcase. Okay, bye, Emil. We have another call. Bye-bye. Have a good Sunday.
Thank you.
Hello. Hello, hello.
This is Sasha Shug on Radio Free Brooklyn. Oh, gosh, these people.
Yes, come on. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, hello. This is Sasha Sugar on What Is Love show, and we are celebrating Elena's birthday today. Who is that?
Yes, I know. It's Carlos.
Oh, hey, Carlos. This is some love from different spokes, man. That's
Yes. We send the love to you.
This is our mechanic, by the way. This is sending love to our bikes and to our Elena. This is someone who will fix your tire, fix your wheel, give your love to
Thanks,
the bikes.
Thanks, Daniel, for the advertising.
Give me a chance, I will fix your life, maybe.
Carlos, hi, Carlos. First of all, thanks for calling and... Yeah, when are we going out next time?
chilling at home, you know, enjoying my Sunday off. And I knew that you guys were celebrating your girlfriend's birthday, so I want to chip in with a little bit of love.
Have you met Elena?
Yes, he has.
Okay, well, so...
Yeah. We were drinking at Israel Park.
Oh my God.
What?
I know.
Wait. Excuse me. So Elena was drinking in an Israeli bar and
no,
I
East
don't...
River Bar. East River Bar.
East River Bar. Well,
either way.
She went to East River Bar? Jesus Christ. I cannot picture Elena at that bar.
She got down, man. She got down. Well, by the way, that's our cyclist. That's our cycling dump. That we all go to. Shout out to East River Bar.
So, Carlos, so what do you wish to our beautiful Russian princess Elena? She's listening in some
way. Well, I will wish her, like, so she can have a beautiful birthday and she could just keep living the life and loving every person in her life. Because, you know, love is love. And what else that we can wish to anybody but just, like, love each other.
You're the best. Absolutely. Especially these days, we need to love each other. We need to...
Exactly. We need to love each other, support each other, with each other. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. We can be connected all the time. Let's just freaking love each other. You know?
Thanks, Carlos, so much.
And
thank you so
can
much
you
for
play a song?
Oh, he has a song request.
What song is it?
Well, actually, I'm listening to Always from Bon Jovi, so that will be freaking cool.
Hell yeah, we're going to play some Bon Jovi, man.
Well, it has to be somehow related to birthday. Come on.
It's called Always.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to look it up now.
You get your wish. Love you, Carlos.
Thanks
for calling.
Carlos. Thank you so much.
All right, have fun, guys.
We'll come see you at
birthday.
The East River Bar when Elena is back. Bye-bye. Wow, so much love to Elena, even from Brooklyn. Who would expect? What song did he order?
Bon Jovi, Always.
Why is Bon Jovi Always? What is it about? I don't even know it.
Why not? It sounds appropriate. Bon Jovi, New
always,
Jersey.
Always look for true love. All right. Oh, my gosh. This is a great song, and I think Elena is going to love it. Hey, babe, we are your friends. We're all waiting for you. Come back to New York. Come back to Brooklyn. Come back to whatever. Just come back to the East Coast and we'll take care of you. So here's a little jam for you.
Because we are you, never be alone again.
That's right, Elena. We are your friends, and you will never be alone. We actually only have about 10 minutes left. This has been quite fast. So, guys, you know, please hurry up. Whoever hasn't congratulated our beautiful birthday girl today, call us at 718-928-9732. And if you're calling not from the U.S., you have to dial in plus one at the beginning and sing a happy birthday or tell us and tell Elena how much you love her. She's in Samar right now with her parents and family, having a great time. We're all missing her here in New York, and hope to see her soon and celebrate her birthday physically together. I forgot what I wanted to say.
I wanted to say, where's our Mr. Ford to call in for this occasion? We're all waiting here, holding our breath. I'm blue in the face. Call up.
Exactly, guys. Elena is best friends with Mr. Ford. This is, you know.
Special. Special
no jokes. Yeah. No. Yeah, exactly. No BS here. And you can imagine that Mr. Ford is probably very busy because he's Mr. Ford. Yet, I hope he'll find a few time, some time to, you know.
Tune in with us a little bit.
And say how much he loves Elena, because we know he does. He's a bit, I think. Oh, wait, what's happening?
Maybe it's him calling.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love Show, and we are celebrating Elena's birthday today.
Sasha? Do
yes?
You hear me?
Yes, yes. Hi, Mom. Is that Mom?
Hi, Mom. Hi, Sasha.
Hi, Mom, we miss you.
I would like to celebrate, to say congratulations to Lena's mom, Vera.
Oh, for?
Okay.
She wants something?
And to congratulate Vera on her birthday, her daughter.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
say hello to mom. I think she's. I think she, Elena's mom is also listening. I hope so. Yeah, go ahead, Mom.
Okay. I miss them and I miss you. And happy birthday, Lena.
Thanks you so much, Mom, for calling. We miss you. When are we going to the beach? Can't wait for summertime, Mom.
Danielle, it's February, okay?
Well, we have to key Mom into the story, too. Storyline. Mom is always a trooper to come all the way to Fort Tilden on a bike with three of us, okay? Tan all day. Watch out for us. So love you, Mom.
Mom, bye-bye. Thank you. I think we have another call. Hello? I've not figured out how this phone system... come on, Elena, you on fire or something? Why so many people are calling? It's broken. Hello, this is Sasha Sugar with What Is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn. Are you here to sing a happy birthday to Elena? Hello? I probably scared them away.
Max, come on, say something.
Hello, it's Ilya.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello, it's Ilya.
Okay, hello, Ilya.
We got you to call. That's what's up.
This is awesome, you guys doing this.
Of course we're awesome. Join in on the awesome train.
Ilya, hi.
Rock and roll, but it's not your holiday.
Oh, okay. Yuri, is that Yuri?
Elena. So, being one of the fairy friends, you know I can say a lot about Elena.
Sure, you have 8 minutes to do so.
Okay, you want to stretch it out?
No.
So, Elena, happy birthday. I wish you all the best, and I wish you to find your pure love. Pure love.
Okay.
And I wish you actually to... get a baby this year.
Oh, stop it.
Wait, hold on a second. Well,
drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot.
You know, like nobody expected. Just come up with it.
No, just come up with a baby. Just one day.
Come.
Basically, you're saying don't come back from Samara without a baby.
No, I'll give her mine. Baby. I'll give her mine. Don't worry.
Basically, let's say you're saying don't come back from Samara. Okay, Yuri, do you have anything else to add? This is a very, you know, it's a very profound wish. I hope Elena can pull it through. But please don't be angry with her if she doesn't.
Yeah, I think that should do it for now.
Is anybody else joining on this happy birthday wish over there from the background?
Guys, you have an echo, okay? You shouldn't be calling and listening at the same time. Such an unprofessional call. Jesus Christ.
All right.
Yuri, thank you so
birthday,
much.
Happy birthday, Elena.
Oh, and who is on the background?
It's me, Ina, and I'm also wishing a happy birthday to our beautiful friend, Elena.
Oh, thank you
Ina,
so much,
Ina. Thank you so much. Yes, good to hear from you guys. Thanks a lot. We're all waiting
right,
for Elena.
Everyone
yeah.
A lot of love this year, all of you.
And so do you, too.
Thank you. Thank you. It's all about love, exactly, this year. We got to stick together and support each other. Thank you so much. And I'll
see you soon.
Bye-bye, guys.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was nice. This was our friend from... So Elena has different groups of friends. And I think, I'm kind of part of several of them, if not most of them. So these guys were from our Cape Cod Provincetown crew. Okay, oh gosh. All right, let's take one more call. Hello, you on air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, this is Sasha Sugar, and who am I having pleasure of speaking with?
Well, it's a birthday girl. Well, hello.
Oh, my
happy
God.
Birthday, babe.
Happy birthday.
You.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That was such a great surprise, Sasha. Thank you. I feel so loved, and I can't wait to come back and hug you all and see you again. I truly realized you're my family, not friends. I can't really call you friends. And today, as I actually was with my family, I missed you so much, and I feel like something's missing. It's... you know, I have the whole world, and that's thanks to you. Everyone who called and who didn't call, like Mr. Ford, and I don't know why he didn't call.
Exactly, me neither. Oh, trust me, I pushed very hard. Email, postmail, voicemail, a tweet, Instagram, everything.
Oh my God, you're having us all choked up over here right now.
Yeah, I know. I'm almost crying. This is amazing. So many good stories. I guess 1 hour is not enough. So
not for you, baby girl.
See you when I come back.
Did you have a good birthday though? Did you? How was your skiing?
Yes, I actually competed the first time in my entire life in cross country skiing.
Woo! This is worth of applauding.
Congratulations, honey.
Are you as good
as mom
as the cycling?
And mom and my godmom and my father, we all were there. They were all supporting, even though I wasn't as good as they were. But hopefully, when I reach their age, I'll be a professional.
Honey, you're a professional in all domains of life and love that we know, and that's why we love you and adore you, and cannot wait to see you and come back home. Hurry, hurry! Tell sorry to mom and dad.
Thank you. I can't wait to see you all.
So amazing!
Did
we celebrate.
Did you book your ticket yet?
No, but I'm about to do it right now.
I was gonna say we'll start waiting in rounds, like starting today. We'll be at JFK.
we'll occupy the radio studio before Elena buys the ticket. We're not gonna live it.
Do you have any wishes for yourself this year?
Well, I don't know. My last year was quite unexpected and rough and beautiful and full of adventures. I'm afraid to wish for anything else, but I hope it'll be eventful, full of love, friends, and I just hope it's going to be a little bit calmer than it was.
Mm-hmm.
Back, you know, my American life is quite rough, as you all know, but we all...
It's not rough, it's just a bit challenging, but you learn from this experience.
I just wish you a lot of excitement and a lot of success and a big new climb in your career, a lot of creativity, meeting great people, and hopefully getting into some magazines this year. That's my wish for you, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
We love you so much, and we cannot wait for you to come home, all right?
Come home, baby. All right, guys. Happy birthday. Yeah, happy birthday, hon.
Thank you.
About 1 minute left. I guess we need to... Hey, everyone who's been listening to this show, we gotta sing a happy birthday. I have to pose my backing track. And let's, join us. So, 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elena. Happy birthday to you.
Love you, Lou.
Love you. Happy birthday, dear.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Wow. Oh, I'm going to cry now. We literally have 1 minute left. Guys, thanks so much who've been listening to the show. It's Sasha Sugar with Radio Free Brooklyn. With What Is Love on Radio Free Brooklyn. Please go to our homepage on the site and donate a few bucks. And they won't go to Elena directly and they won't go to me directly, but they will help our community to keep going. Thank you all and enjoy the Sunday. And I'm just going to play this beautiful song for Elena. It's in Russian and it's just a song that says thank you for everything that's ever happened to me, to us in life.
Спасибо.